Now, Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. State figures show the average health insurance premium will go up by 34% next year for the individual market. And that brought citizens to the state capitol yesterday to hear from health insurance executives. 91.5 KRCC's Benta Berkland has more.
There will also be fewer providers in Colorado, and in 14 counties, people purchasing health insurance on the individual market will only have one option. Bob Collins of Thornton owns a small business. He says his family's premiums will increase 40%, and he'll be paying $18,000 next year just in premiums.
My wife and I would dump it in a heartbeat if we didn't have kids. The overall value for insurance is just, it's not there.
Insurance companies say a pool with sicker people, medical costs going up, and President Trump's executive order repealing cost-sharing payments to insurers all contributed to the rate hike. State lawmakers in both parties are working on proposals ahead of the next legislative session, including an insurance plan for insurers to help drive down premium rates. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
A judge ruled that three men accused of executing two Colorado Springs high school students will stand trial on first-degree murder charges. Yesterday's decision followed 3 days of preliminary hearings. The three will be held without bond. Authorities say the two teenagers were abducted in March and that the three men are associated with the Southside Soldados gang. Colorado officials have backed spending plans to widen I-25 in sections north and south of Denver. Yesterday, the Colorado Transportation Commission approved a resolution that pledges about $250 million for the widening of the roadway from Monument to Castle Rock. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.